in the history of Christmas, there is a glorious hymn, a wonderful Christmas song, which stirs my heart with the understanding of the meaning of the season, at least the meaning of the season as we have come to know it here in the United States over the last century or so. It is a beautiful song, and I want you to attend now as these words are spoken. It's a critical song full of powerful theology, incredible meaning for us today. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind, do you? He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easiest thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes and see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Isn't that really the theology that we have in this country of Christmas? I want, I want, I want. It reminds me of another glorious Christmas song, also full of great theology, sung by the great theologian Daffy Duck. All I want for Christmas is more, 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 more than you might give a dinosaur. Wow. All I want for Christmas is more, more, more. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. The mother tried to argue against that. Mom says that hippo will eat me up, but then. Teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. Come on, teacher. The mother was right to begin with. Don't try to get a hippopotamus for Christmas. Notice what she says next in the song. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'll feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. That's the theology, the worldly theology of Christmas. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I want, I want, I want. Not Christ Jesus our Lord, but stuff. What do you want for Christmas? A hippopotamus? More, more, more? The things of this life, the things of this world, the stuff that we don't have room for anymore. When I moved last time, I thought, I'm going to get rid of all this stuff. And what did I do? I went out and bought more stuff. Stuff I don't need, stuff I don't use. I was asked, what do you want for Christmas this year? And I was telling relatives, oh, I guess I could use this movie or that movie or the other movie, but I don't need any of that stuff. It's like the hippopotamus. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage, so I might as well have it, right? Oh, my friends, as we approach the wonder of Christmas, as we approach the wonder of the celebration of the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, are we wanting the stuff of this life, or are we making room in the inn of our hearts for the Christ child to be born anew? Oh, Greg, there's violence in the world, there's war, there's pain, there's anguish, there's death, there's destruction, there's evil in the world. We see it every day on television. We confront it every day in our lives. All that we do, all that we try to do, all that we would like to do fails in comparison to the powers and forces of darkness in this world. Why should we bother talking about Jesus? Why should we talk about this Christ child? It's all a bunch of hooey. It can't possibly be true. Peace on earth, goodwill towards people. Are you crazy? Just gimme more. There's another song like that. Gimme more. No, my friends. In the face of the horrific reality of this world, in the face of the horrific power of sin and death, in the face of evil contradicting the Word of God, in the face of rejection and fear, in the face of every kind of ism you can think of, is a little baby. A little bitty baby. An infant holy and an infant lowly. I wanted us to sing those particular words before the message tonight for a reason. Look at those words in your bulletin. Infant holy, infant lowly, for his bed a cattle stall. Oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. This world goes through its stuff, little knowing that Christ the babe is Lord of all. Swift are winging, angels singing, Noel's ringing, tidings bringing. Christ the babe is Lord of all. Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping vigil till their morning new. Saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of a gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praises voicing, great the morrow. Christ the babe was born for you. In the face of the world, in the face of the powerful proclamation of this world, that Christ Jesus is irrelevant. That this season is about gimme more. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. And all the other junk. In the face of this world, we have a little baby. A little baby who would grow up and teach us the glorious good news about God who loves us, who wants to be with us, who wants to face this world with us, and then will move in front of us and take all that the world and all that we have to pour on him and die for us. Oh, my friends, the world is confronted with a baby whom we celebrate in his incarnation tonight. And you know what? The world's going to lose. The sin and the evil, the pain and the anguish, the death and destruction is going to lose because of that little baby born in Bethlehem of Judea now over 2,000 years ago. We may want a hippopotamus for Christmas to put in our two-car garage, but do we want Jesus to place in the inn of our hearts? Are we willing, like Mary, to give ourselves to God so that the world might receive the Christ child anew? How are you going to present the gospel message, the story of the Christ child, to the people out there on those streets? Are you going to make room in the inn of your heart for the baby Jesus tonight? I challenge you, not just tonight, but every day and every night, to open your heart to the Christ child and make room in your heart to to receive and then share him with all. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2007 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.